You're listening to Sustainable Photography, a podcast all about business tips, inspiration, and confidence building. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, the host of this podcast, and after over a decade as a photographer, I now help talented photographers run sustainable businesses. And for full transparency, you should know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I will probably mention some of those in this episode. I can't believe it, but this is actually episode number 100 of Sustainable Photography. It's so fun having these talks with the other creatives and business owners that have been on the podcast, and also with you, because I'm getting feedback and messages on Instagram, and I feel like we're doing this together in a way. I want to celebrate episode number 100 by bringing on Danielle Garber, who was on episode number 4, the most played episode to date. Danielle is a brand strategist and designer, and I have collaborated quite a bit with her in the last few years. She helped me create my branding back in 2020, and we've up-leveled it a bit this year. And when I do web design for someone who also wants a bit of a branding revamp, I bring her on, and what she does is magic. Note that I'm just a huge fan. This is not sponsored. Hi, Danielle. I'm so excited to have you back on the podcast. It's been 2 years since we did this last time. How are you now?
I'm good. God, it doesn't seem like 2 years ago. That's crazy.
I know. It's been 2 years. And that was like a year after you helped me with my branding the first time. And then you just helped me out again. And I just know that there are so many people who are listening who need to know more about branding, and you are the perfect person to talk about it. So before we get into that, can you just remind everyone who you are and how you got started and what you do now?
Sure. So I am the founder of Be More You Branding and Marketing. I'm a brand designer and strategist, and I weave together brand strategy, brand design, right through to then like brand implementation. So I'm a consultancy in studio. So I do Done With You and Done For You. And I really help clients to express their unique value and kind of find what it is, that magic that makes them different. And then we bring that through into their brand and then express that into the world.
That sounds perfect, because a lot of creative people, a lot of photographers specifically, they're kind of shy about what makes them stand out. And I think a lot of people might think that their photography is enough on its own to tell the world who they are. But I don't think you necessarily agree with that.
No, I don't. And the reason that I don't is because I've seen some incredible photographers, like truly, truly amazing photographers that you wouldn't know were amazing photographers, because they're not, you know, they're almost not putting their best foot forward in terms of what they're doing and in terms of what they're showcasing. It's like they have this kind of like wardrobe of, I don't know, like Gucci dresses and like ball gowns and stuff like that. And they're walking out in sweatpants and a t-shirt, and they're kind of expecting people to know that behind the scenes, it's completely different. And I see that a lot. I think people are really scared to put their best foot forward. And I see it. I know I've got to know you a bit over the years, and I can see that, you know, it's very similar in Norway to the UK. You know, it's different if you're based in the US. I think the culture is different. You know, in the US, everybody is, they're confident. There's a cultural confidence to say, I'm great at this. Like, if you need someone who's an expert in this, like, I'm your girl. And we don't really have that in the UK. And I know from the conversations that I've had with you, that doesn't exist in Norway. In Australia, they call it tall poppy syndrome. You know, and we're programmed to be humble and to almost hide away the things that are brilliant in case we upset somebody else, or in case somebody thinks that we're showing off or we're trying to big ourselves up too much, you know. And I think it's a real problem when it comes to running a business, because you do have to show people how brilliant you are. You know, people have to be able to see it. And we're making decisions as consumers so quickly these days. You know, it used to be you had, I don't know, it was like 10 seconds. I promise you, it is under 1 second. Somebody will have made a judgment about your ability as a professional within milliseconds. And they may not have even got to looking at your photography to have made that decision. You know, so it matters. It matters. Everything that you do really, really matters. And you have to be putting your best foot forward.
Yeah. And when I started out, I kind of made a point of looking to see, okay, so what does everyone else do? And how can I be as similar to them as possible? Because I kind of had the idea that there was a right way of doing things. And based on what I see photographers doing now, I think a lot of people have that same mentality of like, oh, they have those prices, then that must be the right thing for me. They're using those colors or those words, then that should be what I should do too. And it doesn't help. It just makes everything worse, because then there's no reason to choose you, because you're hiding who you really are. You're not showing it.
Yeah. And I think it gets really confusing, because you're trying then to almost fit yourself into a box that, you know, might not fit you at all. And I've seen some great examples of this. Some of the ladies who went through your sustainable photography program, and I worked with a fabulous photographer called Anessa, who is the most bubbly and vivacious girl that, you know, you ever speak to. And she's quirky and, you know, just so fun and unique. And she had this sense that because she was a wedding photographer, that her wedding photography website needed to look like a, you know, inverted commas, wedding photography website. And, you know, she'd lost the magic of her, because what she really wanted to do was just take really fun out there photographs. You know, she was working with couples who wanted something out of the ordinary. They didn't want, I think the phrase we came up with, this is not your grandma's wedding photography, you know, because they wanted something that was fun and out there and a little bit irreverent, you know, which is not the norm in Norway.
No. It's not. And with that specifically, when you were first looking at it, it was like, this is, I would say, like normal wedding photography. She was sharing the same kind of photos that everyone else was. But when she got that new branding, when she was looking through her photos, she kept finding so many of those fun photos that she almost didn't even know that she had. So it's a matter of just digging down and finding out who you really are. And then you're bound to have the images that show that, as well as everything else that you also need for your branding, your colors and your fonts and the text you use, like which words are true to your brand, because it's not the same for everyone.
No, it's really not. And the irony there as well was, I know that Nessa was terrified to really kind of lean into being the fun photographer and bringing out that really bold side of her. But, you know, I trawled through her portfolio of photos, and the best photos that she had were the ones that were fun and quirky and out there and not posed. And, you know, the passion that she had, you know, the authenticity in bringing that through in her photography really showed. And when we took out the kind of normal wedding photos, her portfolio kind of went from, okay, like, you know, she's a nice photographer, these are nice photos, to, wow, these are fun, you know. And her style, her unique style as a photographer, really kind of came through in that. And that came through as just embracing who she truly is. You know, her brand was, you know, kind of embodied that, be more you. It's like, okay, this is who you are, this is your style, and this is what you love. Let's make everything else support that. You know, let's make sure that you're, you know, everybody always thinks about the logo, but let's make that logo say something about who you are. You know, not just going to take something off of Etsy that's got some flowers and a little wreath around it. You know, we're going to create something that's really bespoke and unique to you. And we're going to put some colors in there that, you know, really kind of elevate and put that message across really quickly. So when people see your photography, they are going to see straight away, this is a bit different. This is fun. This is vibrant. This is bright, so that people can say, yes, absolutely, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your logo isn't, that's not the first thing you should have when you're doing branding. That should be like maybe the last thing, like everything else has come into place.
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody wants to start with the tangible things, and people focus on the logo first because they think, oh, what I need to get a business card, or I need to get my website up together, or I need a logo because I need to put it on my Instagram. And, you know, so they will focus on the logo, and they'll try and, you know, I've seen people when they're creating their own logo, try and put in like a million different elements that they think mean something, but they haven't actually done the work to say, this is who I am, and this is what I stand for, and this is what I do, and this is what I do, you know, better than anybody else, and that is being you.
Yeah, I'm kind of laughing because I was thinking about my first ever logo, which, you know, it had a flower, it had a snowflake, it had a few different things, and it was like, it wasn't really based on anything, I think. And it's pretty, it's really pretty, but it's not something that tells anyone what they need to know. It's not even memorable, I don't think. So it's just one of the first things that I did was to get a logo, because you hear about it and you think like, oh, that's what I should do.
Yeah, your logo doesn't need to tell a story. Everybody, that's the mistake everyone makes. They think their logo needs to tell the whole story about what they do. It needs to tell somebody what style it is. Your logo is, you know, it's like a condiment. It's like putting seasoning on a meal. It's there. It's to complement everything else. So, you know, in some ways, it does matter what it looks like, because it has to make sense with the rest of your brand. But you know, you have to start, you know, with your brand, you start with your vision. Like, what am I trying to create? And why that matters is because, you know, we've used Inessa as an example, but there was another of your photographers that I worked with. Now she creates beautiful elopement photography. And, you know, she loves to be out in nature. And, you know, if you want to climb up a mountain and get those incredible landscape shots, you know, of you with a blanket wrapped around you and the, you know, the really kind of like dramatic backgrounds, like, she's your girl. But she wasn't embracing that kind of boho side of her. There was a pearl, there was something else in the brand that, you know, she'd kind of like thrown in for good measure. And it's like, what you need is to look at what's the vision for this, you know, for your brand. And her vision was to create this brand that would wrap around her lifestyle.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's important to think about your life as well, and not just your business as a separate thing. When you're working in your own business, you should, because you can, you're in a unique situation to think about your life and incorporate that into your business.
Yeah, and the whole sense of adventure, this kind of sort of bohemian wanderlust, you know, was kind of like woven into her brand, because it was who she is. You know, we weren't creating a persona. It wasn't like, oh, if you're adventurous lovers, then you want to do this. You know, she's out there trekking through the mountains, through the forests, and that's just part of who she is, this sense of adventure. You know, you can't give that to somebody who doesn't have that naturally. You know, you can't say, oh, well, I want to be this elopement photographer and I want to create all of these things, but actually I need to be near a hairdryer at all times and my hair needs to look perfect and my makeup always needs to be done. You know, the two don't go together. You know, you're either, somebody said the other day, they came up with a hashtag of like feral forest girls. And I just laughed so much because, you know, I mean, we've spoken to each other when I don't have my makeup on, you know, and I've just come back from a dog walk, and my hair is all over the place, and I'm wearing welling boots, and that's kind of who I am when I'm not in front of the camera. So you have to think about these things with your brand. You have to kind of think about, what am I trying to create with my business? Like, does it need to support my lifestyle? Does it need to support? So for me, I love creativity. I love the challenge of having somebody come to me and me create a brand that reflects them rather than my creative style. Now, some brand photographers have a very definitive style, you know, and there are some incredible ones out there. One that comes to mind is Rin Frank. She creates these beautiful illustrated brands, and they, you know, they're, if you're like an organic brand, then, you know, or it's like a country kind of feeling to your brand, then you would go to her, and her stuff is beautiful. She does that style. So if you want that style, go to her, because arguably she's the best in the world at it. There's only one Rin Frank. So, you know, and that's fine for her. But for me, I need creativity. I need that challenge of feeling like, actually, this brand feels so completely different from the last brand that I created, because this brand reflects the person that I'm working with perfectly. This brand doesn't fit for anybody else. So, you know, it's really important that you know what it is that you're trying to achieve and reflect. And, you know, once you've got your vision, you then look at, okay, you know, well, what are my goals? Like, you know, what are my income goals? And I know that that's a really difficult one, especially in Norway. Again, you know, I think it's kind of tied up in this, like, don't be too big for your boots, but also, you know, let's not talk about money either. But you have to think about that, because if you want to be earning a lot of money, you need to think about the value you're going to have to deliver, the kind of clients that are going to be willing to pay that, and the kind of experience you're going to have to deliver for that to be worth it. And you have to plan all these things out from the start, because something like that, something as intentional as, you know, I want to create a luxury photography business. Okay, if you want to be a luxury wedding photographer, there is a certain expectation for what that involves. And you're going to, you know, that whole experience is going to need to follow through. So your website is going to need to look a certain way. Your brand is going to need to look a certain way. You're going to have to put the effort in and have brand photography and brand and videography all created. You know, all of that stuff starts at the start. And your logo can't tell you any of that.
Absolutely. How would you say that branding and sustainability kind of comes together? Why is it important?
I think, you know, branding for me, or your brand, is a blueprint for everything else you do in your business. You know, when you sit down, and I've got so many resources on my website, so, you know, feel free to jump over there, but I've got resources about how to set up a brand strategy. You know, when you're looking at your brand values and why they're important and what that looks like, you know, once you know that, once you know what your goals are, what you're trying to achieve in your business, and you know what's important to you, you know who you are, and you know who your clients are, what's important to them, what they value, you know, that becomes this blueprint for everything in your business. Because otherwise you end up flip-flopping, trying to be all the things to all the people. You know, when you've got that really clear sense of, these are my ideal clients, you know, you create one client welcome pack, you create one website sales page, you know, you're not then having to go out and kind of almost recreate everything every time you get a slightly different customer through the door. That's, I mean, for me, like, you know, your brand, when you nail it, it's like this secret salesperson that you have. You know, people aren't left trying to work out what it is that you do, how much it is that you cost. Like, they kind of already know from your brand. And, you know, my wedding photographer was a prime example of that. You know, I got married in Costa Rica. We got married in the rainforest, and I had my heart set on this photographer that I'd found on Pinterest. And I just loved his photography style. I loved the colors. I loved everything about it. And in my mind, it didn't matter how much he cost, because we were already flying all the way over to Costa Rica. There wasn't an alternative in my mind. You almost get yourself, when you nail your branding, you get to a point where there's no competition, you know, and in terms of having a sustainable business, being a business that has no competition is the best place to be, because then you're free to price accordingly, to price your services in a way that means that you're making good profit, that you can deliver the service that you want. You know, you can charge for the hours that you need to put in. And you can do that because your customers have already been, they already know the value they're getting, because you've been able to express that through your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about when it comes to confidence? Do you think having a brand can help you be more confident? Do you think it's something that is going to help you to kind of stand firm and be the person that you need to be to charge what you need? Is it that vital that you need it for confidence sake?
I think there's something hugely validating in having a brand that feels authentic to you. I think there is something, especially the thing that I get told a lot is, I feel seen. I feel like you get me. I feel like you understand who I am. And the thing is, like, whenever I'm working with somebody, I can see the value. You know, I always say, like, my superpower is being able to see other people's superpower. I can see instantly what the value is in their unique kind of skill set or talents. It's like, okay, this isn't necessarily going to appeal to everybody, but those people that get this, they will love this. You know, let's bring this to the forefront and then, you know, build everything else around it. So yeah, I think there's, you can get so much confidence. And aside from anything else, it just, I think it takes the pressure off, you know, because you're not there trying to think about, oh, what should I post on social media? You know, what should my next Facebook post look like? What should my next client welcome pack look like? You know, you're not there tweaking things constantly, trying to make it feel better or make it feel right. I think when you go through that process of actually really getting your brand together, yeah, it's like, this feels good. I'm really proud of this, you know, because I feel like this really does reflect the highest, you know, without wanting to get all spiritual, but, you know, this reflects the highest version of who I am. You know, this doesn't just reflect who I am as well, but it also, it kind of is that motivation for me to really show up as my best self. And there's a real confidence in that. And I think, yeah, it's that I see it. I wouldn't promise somebody, you'll feel so confident when you have your brand done. But it does seem to be a byproduct of having, you know, going through that process and creating a brand that really feels like you.
Yeah, because it is something that I've felt myself and also heard from others, that they're getting, or we're getting, a confidence boost just knowing that, okay, so I'm on the right track now. I know what I'm doing. And in terms of your superpower, I definitely know that's true. You make people feel seen, and it's like you see things that they don't necessarily know is there. So just to have that kind of pulled out of you, the thing that's in there, and you might be kind of too scared to admit that, oh, actually, I want to do this thing. And then you just see that. And I think that's also so powerful, because I think most of us have that thing that we want to do, but we're kind of too scared to say out loud. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I can. And it's so important. It's so nice to have someone see you and kind of help you develop the brand that you really want, because a lot of us have just chosen something that looks nice. Maybe you can say something about that as well, because that is something that I hear relatively often from people I work with. Like, I like so many things. How can I choose? Because it's not a matter of just choosing something you like, is it?
No. And yeah, I mean, as a designer, I'm surrounded by, you know, a world of incredible brands and incredible designers and graphic designers, and, you know, artists, and I love all of their work. You know, I mean, there are some brands that I'm just like, oh, stunning, absolutely stunning. But it wouldn't necessarily make sense for me. You know, I think your typical brand designer, if you just have a quick look on Instagram, most of them, there's this huge kind of swathe of brand designers, and they are in muted creams and tonal, kind of minimalist. They're all wearing their fedora hats, and, you know, and everything's so beautiful and a bit bohemian, and I'm bohemian in a very different way, you know, like in a bit of a messy kind of bohemian way, you know, but what makes sense for them won't necessarily make sense for me. And there are so many brand styles that I just absolutely love, but you have to think about what's the story that I am trying to tell the world about myself. Because if you pick like a really beautiful kind of like romantic style for your brand, and there are some beautiful, you can buy logos off the shelf, you can buy, you know, photographer templates left, right and center for your website. But if that's not who you are, you know, if that doesn't reflect your brand, and the thing is, it's fine getting something off the shelf, but you do run the risk of it becoming generic. And if you just look like every other photographer out there, then why would somebody choose you? What's their reason for choosing you? Because you're assuming that they're going to go through your whole portfolio and they're going to decide, oh, actually, although she looked like all the other photographers out there, her portfolio tells me something different. People don't do that. That's not how people shop.
Nope, absolutely not. But how can someone find that uniqueness, that unique style that they have? What are some steps they can take?
I mean, I think one of the things with all three of the brand photographers that we've mentioned today, all of them had gone through some level of brand strategy and putting together those foundations with you. So I think it's really powerful to have somebody reflect back to you, because sometimes you either can't see your own magic or you don't want to say it. You're not quite brave enough to say, this is what I want to do. And I'm going to, you know, this is the space that I want to claim, you know. And sometimes it's not about like being completely different, because there are lots of, you know, bohemian style elopement photographers out there. You know, sometimes it will come down to, you know, somebody just speaking to somebody and thinking, actually, I really gel with that person. I really like their personality. Again, all the more reason to bring more of your personality through. But I think, yeah, sitting down and showing somebody your portfolio and getting some feedback on that and say, what does this say to you? What stands out to you from this? Because, you know, sometimes, especially when you're starting out as a photographer or a creative, any kind of creative, I think your work evolves at such a huge pace and you're trying out lots of different things. And, you know, I've seen it. A friend of mine is a yoga teacher and she had some brand photos done. The photos that that brand photographer took of her are absolutely stunning. They are breathtaking. Some of his other stuff isn't. So he's got some studio-based stuff. He's got some other stuff where he's used, like the stuff that he did with her was natural lighting. And just as the sunset was going down and there was sun flare, and it was just magical. Some of his portfolio wasn't. Some of it was just really kind of meh, you know. Now, if he was sat down with somebody saying like, what is amazing about me? You know, if he were to sit down with me, I would be like, these photos here, this is magical. This is breathtaking. This is like absolutely standout. Wow. This is where you lean in. You know, that is the thread that you start to pull, you know, and then you kind of, I mean, yeah, then you sort of like look into their personality traits. Like, where do these two things start to cross over? So Vanessa, perfect example, so vivacious, so bubbly, you know, so warm and friendly and fun and a little bit kind of, you know, quirky and irreverent. And surprise, surprise, the best photos in her portfolio were the ones that were fun. They were action shots. They weren't posed. You know, they were the unexpected kind of, you know, just really out there shots. So I think, yeah, being able to sit down with somebody or even just trying to do it yourself and be really objective.
I think that's really hard to do yourself.
It's easier with somebody else.
Yeah.
And I think the difference being like with a coach or with a brand designer, we can see it very, very quickly. We're trained to do that.
Exactly. And you want to work with someone who can give you an honest opinion and not just tell you that everything is beautiful and nice and everything works, because that is not true. There is something that stands out. There is something that is going to work better than something else.
Yeah, I think the thing is, and I know that you know, this is something that you struggle with as well. It's, I'm quite blunt, you know, and we've had conversations before about having that kind of big sister energy. You know, sometimes people need the truth, you know, in a kind way. I would never, ever diminish somebody or want to talk them down, or, you know, that's not my style. I'm a cheerleader. You're the same. But there is a way to do that where you can build somebody up by saying, this is the direction that you need to lean into, because this right here, this is where the magic is. And you can show, as soon as you reflect that back to somebody, they can see it. They're like, yeah, you're absolutely right. That work there, you know, and especially if they start then putting that out there. You know, I think the biggest problem is that people feel like they need to go down a certain route, and then they need to be all the things to all the people. And then the work that they start putting out just kind of becomes very watered down, and it doesn't stand out. It just, you become generic, and then it's really hard to find the right clients. And that will completely destroy any confidence that you have. You know, imposter syndrome is going to set in so quickly when you get to that point. So I know it's terrifying to lean into those edges, to kind of be brave and bold and say, right, no, I'm going to pick this style. I'm just going to stick my flag in the ground and that's going to be me. I know that's terrifying for a lot of people, but I promise you, in terms of building a sustainable business, it's the quickest way to do it.
Yeah. And just because you've chosen your brand and you've created your brand, that doesn't mean that you stop liking other things. You can still like it, but you don't have to bring it into your business. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have so many facets to my personality, to my life, that don't necessarily come through in my brand. There's loads of stuff that I don't necessarily share. I go to the gym, I love baking, you know, there's so many different things that kind of don't necessarily make sense with my brand. You know, I'm a geek, I'm an absolute, you know, I know you're the same as this, so I can share this, but, you know, like, learning is just, there'll never be a time when I'm not learning, you know, when I'm not reading at least 3 books at the same time. You know, I'm not listening to at least 10 different podcasts. I don't necessarily share that in my brand. So it's fine. It's not about limiting who you are as a person. It's more about focusing the conversation that you have with specific people. And I think anyone that's come from maybe like a corporate background, so if you've ever had a job, you know, perfect example. There are certain things that you will do and say, maybe you'll even speak a certain way when you're at work. And then when you're with your friends at the weekend, you'll be completely different. And that's fine.
Yeah, I agree. Next week, we're doing a live workshop on planning out next year called Create Your Best Year Yet. We did this last year and it was such a success, and I can't wait to do another one. Go to ingvildkolnes.com/bestyear to sign up. Tickets are only $47 and the workshop is held both in English and Norwegian. You'll get access to a new video every day, and we have live calls daily where we go through the topic of the day. The goal for the workshop is for you to create a plan for the next year where you set out to have the best life and business that you want and need. Go to ingvildkollnes.com/bestyear. What role do you feel like storytelling has when it comes to branding and showing or showcasing your brand?
I mean, your brand is an experience, it's a promise of an experience. Your brand is how people see you in the world, you know, and storytelling is kind of essential to it because you're really saying, like, this is who I am and this is what I'm about. Like, these are my values. This is what's important to me. This is what you can expect from me. And I think, you know, a lot of the time with storytelling, like, it really helps people to understand who we are as a person and what our motivations are, you know. And I think especially with photography, there's so much emotion in photography. Like, you know, I mean, they say, isn't it, like, a picture's worth 1,000 words? Like, it is, but you can't just put beautiful pictures up and expect people to know the rest, you know. And I think, like, one of the things that I've said it to every photographer that I've worked with, I'm like, you need to have a section on your website for the experience. Like, people are buying an experience, they're not buying a photo. You need to sell them on the dream, especially, you know, especially when it's a wedding. I mean, my dream for my wedding was I wanted photos by a waterfall. And it was in my head, and it was hilarious because we got married in the rainforest and then it rained, surprise, surprise, on our wedding day. So it was kind of like the Pinterest reality or the Instagram reality, like, versus the photo, you know, trekking through a rainforest in a wedding gown with a very grumpy husband who wanted to be back at the bar having a drink because he didn't quite realize it was going to take like an hour and a half to trek to this waterfall, you know. But you kind of have to sell that story of what it's going to be like, you know, what it's going to be like to work with you. So, you know, I listened to the podcast that you did on being an introvert, and I think, you know, I mean, I'm an introvert in disguise. I'm like a high masking introvert. I'm very good at like making people think I'm an extrovert and then hiding in my house on my own like a week afterwards. But, you know, I think being able to tell that story effectively is really important because you're setting expectations. And we always come back to it being like a sustainable business. Like, the whole thing that I do with branding, with marketing, it's all about setting and maintaining expectations. Because when you can exceed the expectations that you set, you will always end up with happy customers. It's that simple. So the trick is to set the expectation for the minimum that people can expect from you and then always over-deliver that. And that's where storytelling comes into it. You can weave that experience into the stories that you're telling. So when you're a master at blogging, if you're blogging the wedding, paint the picture for the people that are reading that blog. What did the day start out like? Were you drinking coffees from a flask in, you know, at the back of a Land Rover as the mist kind of like laid over the ground? You know, where you sat there drinking champagne in a Four Seasons? Paint that picture because it matters. You know, it really does. And it will make your life as a photographer so much easier because people know what to expect.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The funniest thing, like, my wedding photographs were so hilarious because, so we were caught in this rainstorm in the rainforest, and a photographer who turned up to the wedding in these kind of like cut off jean shorts and a t-shirt, he had glasses that were kind of held together with a bit of tape, and his car that he was driving us to the waterfall in was also kind of held together by a lot of tape. And the windscreen wipers stopped working. Oh my God, it was absolutely hilarious. So he's trying to wipe this misted windscreen. And it was just It was insane. Now, had the story he told us been based on like sitting in a Four Seasons drinking champagne, we might have had a bit of a problem. But he'd sold me on adventure. He had sold me as, I'm the guy that's going to get you the shots. Like, I don't care if we have to trek like 2 hours in, you know, through the rainforest to get to this waterfall. Like, we will get the shots that you want. Like, whatever it's going to take, I'm there. I'll be like laid on the ground, rolling in mud. So I had that expectation because those are the stories that he told.
Yeah, that is such a good point, because you always, when you start looking at what other people do and you try to copy that or kind of look similar or sound similar, it's not going to be the experience they have when they actually meet you or work with you. And I've had this realization many years ago, and I've told the story several times, but I'm going to tell it again. It's probably in that podcast episode with the introvert that you just listened to, of where I met a different photographer at the venue I was working at. And he was like talking with everyone. And I could see him outside working, kind of like, I think he was on the roof directing people, shouting. And I was like, I can never be, because I was a wedding photographer, but I felt like I can never be a proper wedding photographer because there's no way I can be like that. There's just no way. And then at the end of the wedding, some of the guests, I think, came up to me and they were like complimenting me on how discreet I was. Like how I was just blending in and people didn't even notice me. And they're like, we know you're going to get good pictures because we see you everywhere, even though we don't really notice you, but we see that you're there. And I was like, oh, I can still be a wedding photographer, but I'm going to be different than that guy. Because if I was selling myself as like the funny person who can just make everyone laugh and put on a show, then my clients would get really disappointed because they would not get that person. But if I were to tell them that I am the way I am and they're going to get really nice behind the scenes photos, candid photos without noticing me and without me taking space, and they would just have all the space to themselves, then those people, they're going to be really happy with me. And I think that's a kind of like an important reminder that if you're true to yourself, it's going to be better in the end.
Yeah. And it, you know, it helps people make that decision. It helps people to decide and to find the right person. I mean, I used to be a wedding singer back in the day. I think my tagline was, you better bring your dancing shoes or something like that. But one of the shows that I did, it was, you know, you got to bring your dancing shoes. So if you wanted a background wedding singer, you know, that was just going to sit there and play guitar and kind of, you know, whilst everybody was milling around having conversations, then absolutely go and hire somebody that's going to do that for you. Because like, I'm not going home till every single one of your guests is on that dance floor. Like, it's not happening. We are here to party and you're getting on that dance floor and it's like, we're going wild. And there's nothing wrong with either. Both are brilliant. But also both are not appropriate for everyone.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's it. We're almost pre-programmed to think that if we're not something, it's bad or it's wrong. You know, we're somehow deficient. And I'm so lucky in the work that I do that I get to see lots of different people that do the same thing. And I see how different and unique and incredibly valuable each and every single one of those people are. So whether that's they're a photographer or they're a nutritionist or an integrative medicine doctor or a yoga teacher, I can see how each one of these people brings their kind of unique value to the world. And they're not better than the next person. They're just different. And they will be better for somebody. They will be the obvious choice for their kind of ideal client.
Yeah. And that actually reminds me of something that most of, at least a lot of people I work with say when they're describing who they want to work with. And then they end with, but that's what everyone wants. And it's like, no, that's what you want. The way you're describing your dream client is completely different from what I've heard from anyone else. And I think if you just lean into that person you most want to work with, you're bound to get so much further instead of trying to hide and or think that you need to work with everyone, because that's the best way that you're going to be. So many photographers or creatives or I guess small business owners in general are so scared of turning people down, of standing out in a way that makes other people be like, oh no, this is the wrong fit for me. But I think it should be the other way around, like really try to stand out and really try to turn people away, because those people aren't going to be right for you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of self-selection as well. It's not about turning people away, but you know, if you want that kind of like very traditional romantic wedding photography style, then it's going to make more sense to go to someone like Islin. One of the photographers that I worked with, Islin Baland, her photography style was so beautifully traditional and evocative and, you know, really kind of timeless. She had that sort of very romantic, timeless wedding photography style. Like, if that's what you want, then go to her. Because if you, you know, say if you went to Inessa with her very kind of like irreverent, fun, like wacky style, if that's not your style, don't hire the photographer who, you know, that's the best thing about her. You want to go to the person who suits you. And when you put that forward, as you put that forward as your brand and you can see that shine through everything that you do, makes it really easy for people to make that decision. So you're not sat there saying, I don't think I'm going to be the best photographer for you. As you're sat there thinking, oh my God, this person's going to be a nightmare because they want something I either can't give them or I don't want to give them.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, nobody wants clients like that.
Absolutely not. That is most people's worst nightmare, I would think, because it's just painful to work with someone and you're realizing like, oh, I can't give you what you actually want.
Yeah. And I think you've got to be honest. I mean, I've been really honest with people before. Like, I don't think that I'm the best person for you. I think what you need is this. You know, if somebody came to me and they wanted those kind of like beautiful, intricate illustrations with their brand, then I'm not your person. I'm not an illustrator. I'm not an illustrative artist. You know, so it's not a case of saying, I don't want to work with you. I want my clients to be happy. I want my clients to be absolutely delirious, you know, and so in love with their brand by the time that we've finished working together. You know, I want them to go away and feel confident and feel like they've got everything that they wanted from working with me. And I think it's the same as a wedding photographer. You know, your wedding day is such an important day. You don't want anybody to be going home disappointed with the work that you've done.
No. And after a while, you can get good at saying no. And I did the same thing as you. I didn't say no because I don't want to do it. This is the wrong fit for me. I would say no and turn it into like, there's a benefit in it for you. If you go to this person instead, they can give you what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're doing them a service.
Absolutely. And I don't think anybody's ever kind of been angry for somebody, you know, or angry at somebody for saying, do you know what? I think I know the absolute perfect person for you. Like, I don't think I'm that person, but I know the person that you need to go to. What's wrong with that? You know, you're not rejecting somebody. You're saying, I want the best for you and I can help you find that person.
Exactly. Yeah, you're so right. You're so right. So what do you do when you work with someone? I've been through the process, but you can explain it because it's just really interesting the way you work. So when you work with someone through a session or rebranding or branding in for the first time, can you tell us about your process?
Yeah, it's probably not your standard. You know, there's no questionnaires involved. First of all, I want to know who that person is that sat in front of me. So there's probably hours of conversation that other people don't have. But I think it's really important to really kind of get to the heart of who somebody is and establish what is important to them, establish what they really love about the clients that they love working with, and what it is that kind of really lights them up, because that's kind of where magic is. you know, when you can sort of like, you look at, okay, what's really great about you? Like, what do you do really, really well? You know, where do you put in so much more effort than you probably should? You know, and all of my clients are incredibly generous and giving with their time. And, you know, they're just like, oh, I probably shouldn't do this, but I can't help myself, you know, and they'll all do that in different ways. And so you start to build up this picture of, okay, I'm getting a sense, I'm getting a feeling for who this person is. And it's different, you know, it's completely different for everybody. And it's so beautifully unique. You know, some people like are just insanely confident. And, you know, they're like, oh, well, I might need to tone that down. I'm like, absolutely not, no. You know, and then other people, they're just so warm and gentle and totally different kind of personality types. It's really kind of about finding out what that is and then finding out what their approach is and what it is that they love to do, whether they are a photographer or a yoga teacher or, you know, it doesn't matter. The industry really doesn't matter, because you're getting to the heart of who that person is, then finding out what it is that they do better than anybody else. And it's like, okay, then the fun starts. That's when we start putting together the mood board. That's when we start saying, okay, what does that feel like? If it feels like that, then what does that look like? Because that for me is like, it's almost like if it has to feel this way, then it can only look this way. You know, that's why, you know, we're able to work together so quickly and we create these kind of massive transformations like in such a short space of time, because, you know, your clients have got the benefit of all of your insights and expertise, which you're then able to share with me. And it's like, okay, so we're kind of like almost compressing that time window down. It's like being so laser focused. It's like, you know, okay, it's this. So this is what it looks like. And at the end of the session, they're just like, wow, that really does feel like me. You know, it feels like magic, but it's, you know, there's a lot of kind of, you know, science and, I mean, a mix of science and art behind it. But that's basically kind of what we do. We take them through that process of finding that unique magic, and then we expand on that.
How long should someone wait before they start thinking about getting a real brand or doing a rebrand? Like, at what stage? Is it when they first decide that they want to have a business? Is it after they've decided on their photography style? Is it after they've been in business for a year? At what stage?
I mean, I don't think there's necessarily like a right or a wrong way. I think you have to have a really clear sense of who you are. And you might have just come out of photography school and have that really clear sense of who you are and have a really clear sense of the direction that you want to go in and who you want to serve. If that's the case, you may as well do all of your branding straight off. And the reason that I say that is because when you have that professional brand, and when somebody goes onto a website that looks very professional and the whole experience of interacting with you, they have no idea that you've just come out of photography school. And there's no reason, if you're delivering a quality service, you know, that is comparable to the other photographers out there, there's no reason why you shouldn't be charging accordingly. And when you have that professional brand, you can charge more. That's just how it works. You know, people will pay more if they see you as a more professional company. If you've just got a Facebook page and you're kind of fishing around in Facebook marketplace or groups kind of saying, oh, I do wedding photography, the expectation is that people will pay you very little for that, because the perception in their head is that you don't have the experience to charge what other people are charging. However, if you're just starting out and you're still finding your feet and you're still exploring your styles and you want to work with lots of different people to see what you find, you know, what you like best, then just get the clients in. I think the quickest way you'll learn anything, the quickest way you will get confidence in your style, in your ability, is to do the work, is to just go out and get clients. and you don't need, you know, it helps, but you don't need a brand to go out and get clients. You don't need a brand to go out to your sister's friend and say, would you like me to do some engagement photos for you? Or can I do photography at the next family party? You know, all of those things, there are ways to go out and get clients. And, you know, ultimately having a sustainable business is one that's got money coming through the door. So go out and get your clients. And then when you know what it is that you're doing, I mean, you'll know when it's the right time to brand, because you'll get to a point where you're like, I should be charging more. You know, I should be charging more than I am, or I should be attracting the customers that I want and I'm not. Like, I'm, you know, they're choosing somebody else over me, and I know I'm a better photographer than that person, or I know I'm at least as good as that other photographer. Like, why are they really busy? Why are they fully booked and I'm not? Like, when you get to that point, invest the money, because it will pay dividends. It really will, you know, especially when you're looking at the cost of wedding photography package. It's like, you may only have to book one or two extra weddings to pay for professional branding, to pay for the professional website, which then means you can put your prices up and book more clients.
Yeah, because it will be easier as well. It will be easier to book. You will be able to charge more. There's so many factors that can improve once you have your brand, your website, everything that just looks professional, instead of just trying to figure it out on your own, which I can say for sure, because I've definitely tried to do everything myself and it wasn't great. It worked, but it wasn't great.
Yeah. And it's exhausting. I mean, you know, I design websites. I know you do as well. But I still wish to this day that I had paid somebody else to do my website, because when I made that decision to design my first website myself and build it myself, it took me such a long time because I was also doing all the other things in my business. I was trying to run my business and see clients, and it's so much. You know, I think we said this last time, just because you can doesn't mean you should. If you have downtime, if you're a wedding photographer that doesn't really work in the winters and you've got that time and you have the skill set, then absolutely go for it. But I think a lot of people get sold the lie that you can just build yourself a Wix website and it's going to look beautiful and professional. I promise you, it won't.
You know? Yeah, I know. I made the first few of my websites myself and I got help on one of them, found someone on, like, I don't know, Fiverr or People Per Hour or something like that. And it took a year before it was done. And if I had just spent like actual real money and had someone make it for me, I could have made so much money that year, but I was too scared to spend the money, so I didn't. But then I had someone make my website for me and I was like, why have I not done this before? And of course, now I do it myself, but I am so glad I had someone make that for me. It was definitely worth it. Not only did it save me time, but it was like professional. It was really good. And yeah, definitely worth the investment for me.
Yeah, I think anything like that, anything where you can get professional help, where somebody can do it quickly. I know professional web designers that will build your website, like design and build your website in a week. And the difference that that could make to your business is massive.
It is, yeah. If that can help you to get more clients quicker, then it's actually an easy choice if you look at it like that. Because the homemade website that you most likely have, it's not going to do as well. For example, in search results, it's not going to be the best customer experience to be on. It's not going to be probably optimized to get your bookings. There's just so many things you have to think about. And of course, if you can do it yourself, great. But for what I see for most photographers, it's just a big missed opportunity.
Yeah. And I think the thing that I see with DIY brands is this strange psychology that if you've done it yourself, you think it's brilliant and you love it because in your head, it says all the things you think it needs to say. And when I look at brands that are very obviously homemade, I see a very, very different thing objectively as a brand designer, but I, over the years, have learned to see what the general public are going to see. And sometimes what you think something says to, you know, to the audience is saying something completely different. And I've watched trainings and videos of people that I've been blown away by and been like, that's so, yeah, I really love what they've had to say. Like, I really love the energy that they brought. I really think I could work with this person. I've then gone to their website and been so put off by their branding because it's been so opposed to everything that I saw. It's then had me questioning, oh, well, like, I know they came across like that, but they obviously don't care. They obviously don't care about their business. They obviously don't care about their brand. Or there's just something that just the disconnect was so big that I was like, no, I'm not going to work with this person.
Yeah, I've had the same experience.
Yeah, having gone from being like, absolutely, this is my person. And I could have had the same thing with my wedding photographer, you know, beautiful wedding photos. If I'd gone onto his website and it was like, you know, 1990s calling and wants his website back, I'd have been like, oh, no, no, but he's not worth the money. It matters.
Yeah, because that's what it says. Yeah. If you've made your own brand, then it can easily come across as like, okay, so you're not a real business then. You've just kind of thrown this together. So if you're trying to charge proper rates for your work and then you yourself aren't willing to pay, it just shows.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can get away if you're a cheap as chips photographer and you're happy charging very little for your work and, you know, and you're comfortable with that, then fine. You probably don't ever need to worry about your branding, or you can go onto Canva and create a logo in an afternoon and that will be fine. But if you want to run your photography business as a profitable, sustainable business, at some point, it's really going to benefit you to invest in professional branding.
I agree. So what if someone who's listening wants to do that? What if they want to invest in their branding and they're interested in working with you? What should they do then?
I would love to work with them. They can head over to my website, which is bemoreyouonline.com. And yeah, there's a form that they can fill out. They can schedule a contact. They can schedule a meeting with me and we can have a chat about what it is they're trying to achieve and how I can help them.
Perfect. I really recommend it. I think as a creative in general, you have so much to win if you have a proper brand. I'm assuming this conversation has also made that pretty clear. And yeah, just do what you can to take your business seriously, I think is kind of the good ending point for this conversation, because that is what this is all about as well. Just take your business seriously and dare to invest in it.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, be brave to and bold enough to back yourself and put yourself forward. Yeah, I think it pays dividends. I know that's certainly been my experience. I know it's been yours as well. So yeah, I think I'd love to help anyone. And there's plenty of resources over on my website for anyone that is kind of thinking about what their next step might be. There's loads of things that they can go through. And I've got a free brand guide as well that, you know, secrets how to be a standout brand, which is a great kind of starting point for anyone that's thinking about this on their journey and whether, you know, this might be the right road to go down.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to be sure to link to that so that it's easy to find. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you. It's been great to be here again.
Yeah, thank you. Here's another reminder to go to ingvildkollnes.com/bestyear to sign up for the live workshop series, Create Your Best Year Yet. You just listened to an episode of Sustainable Photography. Please share this episode with a photographer you care about.